Being involved in our criminal justice system, both while incarcerated and when released, can fundamentally change a person's role in community and society. The isolation and stigmatization radically affects how people are viewed and our willingness as community members to have them as legitimate and contributing members of society. What you will hear talks about the many layers of impacts of three people who have been incarcerated.
I went in when I was 19, had never been in prison before, had lots of run-ins with the police, but never been actually ended up doing time. I think it was, for me, it was a real shock to walk into such a violent world and try and survive.
I first started going to youth center, I was like about 13, 14. And from there, I kept going in and out. Like, the longest I ever lost on the house was about like 3 months. So like, I don't know, it kept happening, like, in and out.
You know what, I think probably as I look back, I think probably one thing that sticks in my mind was just the tremendous fear and uncertainty, confusion, struggle, it's almost like a chaos in your life.
When I first got in there, it was kind of scary because like I didn't know no one. But then I looked on the board, I seen a couple of guys' names on the board that I knew.
My bed was a thin gym mat, functioning as my lone seat in the daytime. I had one blanket, which also functioned as a toilet seat. I had no running water, except at 9 p.m., when the guard would come and turn it on so we could flush our toilets. Drinking water came in the form of a used, beat-up Welch's grape juice container that sometimes would get stuck in the meal slot, requiring the guard of the day to kick it with his or her boot, until it launched forward into my grateful hands.
The guards are assholes. They're, okay. I don't know. They don't really give a shit. And like, you're basically a target because you're small.
Having suffered beatings, teasings, threats, endless bouts of name calling, shaming insults, and invitations from other inmates to, quote, rid the world of my kind, the safe isolation of that cell was a haven.
There's pills. There was this guy's buying meth.
But this cell was the one place I was safe, while the prison guards figured out a strategy for how to handle me without any murdered inmate publicity. And so I ate with my fingers, wore a sleeveless suicide gown, showered every 2 days, saw the light of day once a week, when I was permitted 15 minutes of circle walking exercise in a small courtyard.
A world which you really have so little control in, and you have to somehow find some control in the world. And so, trying to find your way as a 19-year-old kid in the middle of that, when really the system itself is not overly geared to kind of assisting you.
I was allowed no possessions, since by the prison regulations, these solitary confinement cells were meant for suicidal or extremely violent prisoners.
I don't keep track of my days, really. I never did, because that's like time goes faster. Honestly, I just like count your days down like day by day, and then that just takes forever.
For me, it was my faith became very, very, very important to me. It became an integral part of my ability to survive.
So I have these big poker games. That's what I like the most. It's really addictive. Well, and it's something to do. I learned how to make a jail burrito, and then I don't know what else.
If you want to change in that world, the only way you're going to change in that world is if the change comes from within you. There is no other way to change. Nobody else is going to make you change. Nothing else is going to make you change. Change has to come from inside. There's no other place to go.
I knew I was going to be in there for a while, so I was like, stop caring about everything. Like, I didn't care about like calling my lawyer. I didn't care about like calling my family or my ex or whatever. So like, I stopped caring.
I don't think that most people realize the incredible impact that doing time has on you in every area of your life.
And now I'm on these fucking depression meds.
I started experiencing some pretty significant PTSD symptoms from, and it was stuff that was coming back. It was pretty difficult at points. When you get out, it's like the world is never the same again. The way that you interact with the world around you has changed dramatically. The way that people look at you is different. The way that you feel about yourself is totally different. It just changes everything.
Sadly, the past is a demon for men like me. My crime, though it was one isolated incident, has nonetheless stamped me with the worst label possible, child molester. Society does not forget, and many never forgive that kind of crime, no matter how much work one has done, how much one has changed.
I don't know, I guess it makes you not want to go back.
I have not given up hope. I am determined not to give up.
If our goal as society is to have no more victims and to create safe communities, how best do we do that? To continue to stigmatize and isolate those who have committed crimes only ensures that more crimes will be committed. All participants interviewed have participated in restorative justice organizations since being released. Restorative justice is a philosophy that views crime and conflict as harm done to people and relationships, emphasizing the healing of victims, accountability of offenders, and involvement of citizens in creating healthier, safer communities. If we can continue to find ways to positively reintegrate people by creating space to restore relationships within community, only then can we ensure a healthier, safer society. Thanks for listening.